You're listening to SBS News.
Confidence in the AstraZeneca vaccine against coronavirus is being shaken as more European countries suspend its usage. Some recipients have fallen ill, but a link between the development of blood clots in patients and the doses hasn't been established. The World Health Organization's Mariangela Simão says the gains from inoculation are too great to miss out on.
So the recommendation at this point is that the risk-benefit of not vaccinating using AstraZeneca vaccines and other vaccines outweigh the risk of the COVID infection, which we know has a significant impact on people with severe disease, hospitalization, and death.
France has suspended its use of the AstraZeneca vaccine pending a review. French President Emmanuel Macron says the move is about safety.
The decision, which has been taken out of precaution in conformity with our European policy, is to suspend, by precaution, vaccinating with the AstraZeneca vaccine in the hope that we can resume quickly if the EMA gives the green light.
Denmark and Norway had already stopped, while Germany is calling its halt of the AstraZeneca vaccine a professional choice rather than political. German Health Minister Jens Spahn says it'll be up to the European Medicines Agency to determine any changes to the vaccine's approval.
One thing is very important. This is a suspension for an evaluation. The result of this evaluation is open, and that's why we expect the European Medicines Agency, ideally in the course of this week, to reach a decision and a recommendation.
Bulgaria and Iceland are also following a similar cautious approach, but Poland says the vaccine benefits outweigh the risks. And Ireland's Prime Minister Micheál Martin says he expects its halt on the AstraZeneca vaccine will be temporary.
There is no causal effect established or anything like that yet, but as a precautionary move, in line with the precautionary principle and an abundance of caution, our clinical advice was to pause the programme whilst the EMA, the European Medicines Authority, does a review of this.
Italy's temporary ban follows the death of a teacher who had received the vaccination, while Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is hoping to allay concerns about the vaccine process as Spain applies a 2-week pause.
I think that it's important to transmit a message of guarantee and security to the whole European society regarding the process of vaccination. All the regulatory agencies, the French, Spanish and European agencies, are evaluating all the relevant technicalities of the vaccine.
The Netherlands is noting 10 cases where possible side effects developed from the AstraZeneca vaccine. But on the streets of London, Brits are not fazed by the AstraZeneca alerts, including Nicola Maddox.
Oh, no, I feel quite thrilled to be part of such a good rollout. I mean, there are lots of things in this country at the moment, but this is one thing we are doing very well.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has no hesitations about the AstraZeneca vaccine based on advice from British health regulators.
So we continue to be very confident about the programme, and it's great to see it being rolled out at such speed across the UK.
In response to the health concerns, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is telling his country all vaccines on offer are safe and effective. The European Medicines Agency said the so far 30 cases of blood clotting are among the close to 5 million people vaccinated with the AstraZeneca shot. It says there is no indication that blood clotting issues were caused by the vaccination. In Norway, 3 health workers went to hospital after receiving the vaccine and one reportedly died. Now tighter health restrictions are being implemented in the city of Oslo, including limited visitors to homes. And Estonia's leader, Kaja Kallas, has tested positive to COVID-19 after she reported a fever. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.